Well, well, well. So here you are. As a voice from the past, I can assure you that those of my generation who experienced the American Revolution gave you a lot of thought. For you are the future generations. You are the millions yet unborn that we sought to provide with a free country and a more perfect union. Oh, my name is Mercy Otis Warren. I was the first person to write and publish a complete history of the American Revolution. Perhaps I should not use the word complete, because the American Revolution remains a work in progress. But the perennial question from generation to generation is, why study history? What is the point? How is it relevant to you? What is the application? Mathematics and literature are practical and interesting. Is history, then, merely the retelling of old stories important only to the dead? How can knowledge of an event that occurred 300 years, or 200 years, or even 100 years ago, be of use to you now? As we explore the past, I challenge each of you to discover a way to separate the past from the present, or the present from the future. Actions in the past created the world we know today, just as your actions will beget the world of tomorrow. History is a recorded memory of how past generations responded to mankind's continuous search for knowledge, truth, and justice, oftentimes in a world that appeared uncertain, chaotic, and dangerous. What events or discoveries challenged or changed their beliefs? How did they react to a world turned upside down? And how do their actions continue to influence our lives today? But the most vital question is, what can we learn from their actions? Should similar events or circumstances occur, how might we, with a clear memory of the past, use our gift of reason to choose a path that does not repeat the falsehoods, the injustices, and the atrocities of the past? Those of us who survived the British occupation and the challenges and the hardships of the Revolutionary War grew to appreciate both individually and collectively the wisdom of our forefathers. To survive and flourish, we strove to be self-reliant, to till our own field and tend our own vines, but we also embraced the fact that we all have need of the other. As the old colonial charter read, we must join together in this work as one man. We must hold a familiar commerce together in all meekness, gentleness, patience, and liberality. We must delight in each other, make others' conditions our own, and rejoice together as members of the same bond. For generations, these principles were taught to every man, woman, and child of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, and their influence continues to this day. We desire happiness. Our happiness, in part, is dependent upon society. The happiness of society depends upon good government. Government should be good and do good for the welfare and happiness of all its citizens, not just for a privileged few. Beware of greed and avarice. When a king or government turns tyrant and changes its citizens to prey, to devour and destroy instead of defend and cherish, we are duty-bound to exercise our natural power. We must throw off our allegiance and resist. All great and honorable actions are accompanied with difficulties and must be overcome with courage. Join me on the magic carpet that is Reader's Theater to explore the lives and challenges of the men and women of the American Revolution.